Welcome to the meeting of Exmoor Town Council's Planning Committee. I'm Councillor Lynn Elson, Chairman of the Committee. This is a formal meeting of the Planning Committee and we will follow the agenda which has been published on the Council's website. As with meetings held in the Town Hall, members of the public will be given the opportunity to speak during public participation, but will not be permitted unless invited to do so by the Chairman to speak at any other time. The Clerk has the ability to mute or remove anyone if that's required. It is impossible to hear if everyone speaks at once, so I'd ask councillors, so that we have some order, it'd be grateful if you could speak one at a time and use the reactions button or make it known to me that you wish to speak by either interjecting or putting your hand up, please. If necessary, the planning officer will display any documents using her share screen function. In order to avoid your technology being compromised, please do not use the chat unless you wish to register your desire to speak, or if you have technical problems and do not respond to any messages you receive via chat. I now introduce the councillors that are attending this evening. Councillor Steve Gazzard, the Mayor, is here. Councillor David Poor.
Yeah.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas. Councillor Frank Cullis. Councillor Tim Dumper. Councillor Mike Rosser. And Councillor Brian Toy.
That's the one.
Apologies for absence. Have we received any apologies?
No.
Okay. Public speaking. I don't believe we've had any notification of members of the public wishing to speak this evening.
No.
So I'll move on to item two, declarations of pecuniary interest. I have one, which is 20/14974, 18 Victoria Road, as the applicant is a work colleague. Thank you. Any other declarations of interest, please? No. The minutes of the last meeting have been circulated. That was on the 28th of September 2020. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting, please, Chair?
Agreed.
Agreed. Thank you. I have no items of urgent business. I would like to say, members, that in view of comments I've received from councillors and from members of the Planning Committee, we are deferring the item of discussion concerning the planning white paper, the implications and proposed response, because we've got a town council meeting following this meeting, and I think there's concern that there was a number of points we may want to discuss at some length, and it would be wrong, I believe, to curtail discussion if we wanted to make specific points in our submission. So I'm therefore propose that we put it on the next agenda, and that we can then, I would suggest, have the normal planning meeting and then follow with a discussion on the planning paper, the white paper at 7, so that members from that are not on the planning committee can join us at that time to discuss that one particular item. So I hope that members will agree with that deferment. Can I just ask, are members in agreement that we defer to them, please? Agreed? Yeah, that's agreed, thank you. So I'll now move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Holsden, planning application number 20/17703 tree application, 17 Highbury Park. Reduce low branches growing over fence to southeast by no more than 3.5 metres. Oak T3, reduce upper crown growing to the southeast by no more than 2.5 metres. No wounds larger than 65 millimetres to be made, and the reason being to maintain the trees to a suitable size for the location. Delaying the works will ultimately lead to more invasive works, which will be more detrimental to the health of the tree. We have received the comment from the tree officer, and I will ask Lisa if she would just read through the tree officer's report, summarise and give the recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, so the tree officer has said that the trees subject to this application are located along the northwestern boundary of the applicant's property. The trees were retained as part of the original development, which is characterised by large trees in close proximity to the houses. Consequently, in some cases, this has led to pressure for the trees to be pruned due to a need for the trees to be managed to an appropriate size. At the time of the site visit, the trees appeared in good condition and free from any significant pest or diseases. The trees are two semi-mature oaks with the upper crowns overhanging the applicant's conservatory. The works were discussed during a pre-application site visit, and the proposed work is deemed appropriate arboricultural management to maintain the trees to a suitable size for the location and will not be detrimental to either the health or amenity of the trees. The tree office is recommending approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Toy.
Yes, I would agree with the tree officer. I mean, this guy has put in several applications. He feels he's being overgrown by neighbours' trees. It just tends to show how careful we need to be in future planning, how far we build houses from trees. Trees are not too near to houses. Houses are too near to trees. But I would approve of the recommendation.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the recommendation from the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? That's approved. Thank you. Before I move to item six, I see Councillor Joe Whibley has joined the meeting, and I'm sure, Councillor Whibley, you want to do your usual declaration before we move on.
Yeah, sorry about that. I also sit on the planning committee at East Devon and reserve the right to change my mind upon receipt of further information or if my mind is able to be changed.
Thank you. So now move on to item six, to consider the planning applications. There are none in Brixington, so we move straight to Halston. Planning application number 20/1979 full. 17 Bacton Lane. Proposal is proposed first floor extension to rear dormer construction. We have had representations, which I will ask Lisa if she'd summarise for you.
Okay, so two representations. One was a formal letter, both concerning the overlooking of neighbouring properties, highlighting the fact that the only change to the previous refused application is that there's now obscure glazing, but the window is able to be opened, and it's deemed that that would be an invasion of privacy if people can open the window and look out. Thank you.
I'll draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2. Which asks us to be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure that we have a high level of design. Councillor Toy.
Well, I didn't see a great problem with the first application, which was not so long ago at all. This one has just got this minor change of trying to obscure a window as against an open glazed window. But of course, the windows don't always stay glazed, frosted, they sometimes get changed to clear glass. It's a moot point as to whether you've extended the property 2 metres backwards, whether that's going to exaggerate the overlooking problem. But in view of what the council has said before, what EDC has said before about refusal, I suppose we have to go with refusal for this one. So I recommend refusal.
I'm happy to second that. So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? No, that's refused. Thank you. Planning application 20/1963 full, Sundown, Little Mead Lane. Proposed new 2-bedroom dwelling with off-road parking and garden. We have one representation, which I will ask Lisa if she's summarised for you.
Certainly. So one representation, which is an objection on the grounds of overdevelopment, traffic problems, noise and access. The proposed new access is would have no line of sight for vehicles entering or leaving the site. There's also concern about construction vehicles accessing the site as there's no turning and they would have to reverse out. Thank you.
Thank you. I draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Which is that we're mindful of surrounding building styles and that we ensure is a high level of design. Councillor Brian Toy.
It has been accepted that we have quite dense housing on this particular plot, which not so long ago was quite a green open sort of area from the very large gardens at the back of the houses. I would object to this on the grounds that where it's being built is onto a little green patch. Now that little green patch gives a little amenity space in an area which would slightly relief from the suburban monotony of the housing. So I would tend to recommend refusal on the grounds of that loss of that amenity.
I'm happy to second, because I actually feel it's overbearing on the adjoining properties, and I feel that there isn't sufficient room for this property, so I will concur. So as proposed and seconded for refusal, all those in favour, please show. Any against? No, that's refused, thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward, planning application 20/2067 full, 8 Lipscombe Avenue, single storey rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And again, I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which is that we're mindful of surrounding building styles and that we ensure there's a high level of design. Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection to this proposal, so I recommend approval.
Councillor Brian Bailey, are you there still? No. Councillor David Poor.
I had to look at this over the weekend. I can see no reason for us to object to this proposal at all. I'm happy to second it.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. I think Councillor Fred Cagle is about to join us. Planning application 20/2025 full, 51 Littleham Road. Construction of side dormer window to allow loft conversion. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. And again, I draw your attention to EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which asks us that we be mindful to building styles surrounding building styles and that we ensure a high level of design. Councillor David Poor.
Again, I had a look at this on Sunday. The window itself does not overlook anything other than some trees, which I'm hopeful will stay there. So again, I'm quite happy for this to go through and propose as such.
Thank you. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yes, I'm happy to second approval.
Thank you. Councillor Frank Cullis.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned. The neighbour hasn't said anything, but is there an issue of privacy? Because they've got a balcony and it's going to be right, almost facing down over to his garden. They haven't written in about it, but I would if I lived there.
Councillor Mike Rosser, do you have any comment on that?
Well, from what I could see, I didn't think there was, but maybe I'm wrong. It seemed to be overlooking. It didn't seem to be overlooking anything. It seemed to be away from any other houses, from what I could see.
From what I made of the plans, it looked like it was looking directly over the neighbour's rear garden, but I may have been wrong, but that's the impression I got. If we could have a look at the plans, maybe someone could put...
Maybe have a look at the plan again, yeah.
I'm just trying to bring them up for you, just a moment.
Sure, if you want to comment while we're just getting the plan up.
I missed that.
Did you want to say anything before we get the plan up? Did you have any comment to make?
I looked at it. I was looking for overlooking, if you see what I mean, and I couldn't see any there at all. All I could see was, if it overlooked anything, it was overlooking the footpath.
Okay, I may have read these plans wrong then, if both other councillors haven't seen an issue.
Okay, well, Rons, do you want to see if you can just get that up for us?
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the combined plans. That's the site plans.
The building I'm concerned about is the building next to 47 there. If you look at that,
this one.
garden, yeah. That's his back garden. The balcony is looking straight over his back garden, surely.
Maybe. You may have a point.
Do we know how far it is away? Because if it's more than 22 metres away, they won't. East Devon District Council won't consider that overlooking.
I don't know.
If there is a Juliet balcony, it does state that in the application, on the application form.
Right. Okay, so it's a Juliet balcony.
However, I have been on Google Earth, and I was in Bigmead Close, it did appear to be quite a distance from that property, but obviously I've not been to see it.
Okay, thank you, Rons. So it's a Juliet balcony, not a full balcony. So in that case, it'll be up again. It won't be protruding from the property. So I don't know. They haven't seen it, don't know whether it's more than 20 metres away. Quite a distance away from me from the back garden, but Councillor Rosser.
Can we go with approval, but no Frank's comments and concerns that may invade the privacy of next door, and perhaps the planning officer could have a look at that and check that one out.
There's proposed and seconded for approval, but we can just put a note that we may have a concern of overlooking the adjoining property, but it's not clear regarding the distance. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, that's approved on that basis, thank you. Now move to Town Ward. Planning application 20, I believe 2060 full, 55 the parade. Alterations to shopfront to form a new entrance doorway on the corner of the building. Break some of the external covered area into the interior of the building. The Exmouth neighbourhood plan would be development should be in compliance with the revised Exmouth shopfront design guide. There are no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I can't see a problem with this at all. The shop front is a modern shop front in any case, and I don't think that what they're intending to do actually would affect the of the frontage. I'm not sure about the interior design, but as far as I can see, I would support it.
Joe Wibley.
Yeah, I concur with Councillor Dumper. Seems to just be trying to make better use of the space that he has available. I would second approval.
Councillor Brian Toy. You're muted at the moment, Brian.
I would totally encourage this sort of thing because I do lease a shop with a recessed doorway, and it's surprising the nasty things that do turn up in your recessed doorway at times, so that would prevent that sort of thing happening. So I would have no problem with this whatsoever.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval, which will be obviously subject to compliance with the revised Exmouth shop front design. All those in favour? Any against? Approved, thank you. Next application is 20-2070 full, 25 Fear Avenue. Proposed first floor rear balcony. There's somebody got a lot of noise in the background. I don't know if... Right. 25 Fear Avenue, proposed first floor rear balcony. There are no comments from statutory consultees. No representations. Again, I draw members' attention to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policies EB2, which is that we're mindful of the building styles of surrounding area and that we ensure there's a high level of design. Councillor Wibley?
Given there are no objections, the use of, I can't see the actual word, but it's darkened glass on the sides of it, and looking at the location plan, seems to be overlooking a large rear garden. that's quite sizeable. I can't see a problem with this and would recommend approval.
Thank you. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yes, and I would agree with Joe Whibley too. I can see that there will be a lot of balconies up there because, of course, they've got a lovely view over the estuary. Thank you.
Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, the plans weren't particularly comprehensive, I didn't think. This is a steel frame with some glass or possibly plastic balustrading. I don't think it's going to be that attractive, definitely not. What we say we have to look for, some high-level design. I don't think that's going to be this, really, but that's my opinion.
Okay. So, Councillor Whibley.
Just, if it is where I think it is, I'm fairly sure that's kind of standard for the houses up there. So, I don't know if that's anything we can, we could reject. Reject this on.
Well, it'd only be if we wanted to agree in principle that you wanted the materials discussed. Mm. But Councillor Dumper, did you have any observations on the materials? Or are you happy with them?
No, I didn't have any observations on that. I mean, we would all love very, very high quality for everything, but no plastics if possible. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in, and it's difficult to turn it down on that basis, I think.
Okay.
Because others in the past haven't been, so.
Okay, thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, that's approved, thank you. Next planning application is 20/1065 full, 126A and 128 Exeter Road, conversion of properties to create 8 one-bedroom apartments, including the provision of a balcony on the southern elevation, the erection of a single-storey extension on the rear elevation, and the construction of a two-storey building to contain a one-bedroom apartment and vehicle parking. Amended plan is an amended design of the proposed annex, provision of additional flood risk assessment. We do have comments from statutory consultees and representations, so which I'll ask Lisa if she would summarise for you.
Certainly. So Councillor Ollie Davey has commented that although the provision of part obscured glazed windows is noted, he still recommends, he still objects on the grounds that a development is in a service lane where the rest of the buildings are garages and he doesn't think it's a suitable place for an apartment. Devon County Council's had no objection to the original application. They commented on the 17th of August. The Environment Agency had required evidence of a satisfactory flood risk assessment. They haven't commented yet on the submitted assessment. And the Town Council reviewed this application on the 3rd of August and had no objection subject to the submission of a satisfactory flood risk assessment. There were three representations relating to the original application.
Thank you. Again, I would ask members to take into account the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, which asks that we are mindful of the surrounding building styles and that we ensure a high level of design. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yes, I think that as the Town Council, we went along with the proposal before, subject to the flood risk assessment. Now that's been submitted. I think for consistency purposes, I think we need to support it.
Thank you. Councillor Joe Whibley.
Yeah, absolutely. A development of this size and that number of flats sits a little uneasy with me, but given what Councillor Dumper said, I think he's right.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. Now we have the flood risk assessment. All those in favour, please show. Any against? That's approved, thank you. The next planning application is 20/2083 full, 108 Exeter Road, construction of single storey extension and dormer window to rear. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And again, I will draw your attention to EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which says we should be mindful of the surrounding building styles and ensure a higher level of design. Councillor Joe Whibley.
I'd like to have gone and looked at this one, but didn't get the chance. It there are no, as you say, comments from surrounding folk. It doesn't appear to be overlooking, and where it is sort of looks out over a road. I just need to have a look at, can anybody just off the top of their head tell me what the sort of building materials are? Which I should have looked at before. But, you know, bearing in mind, you know, assuming everybody is happy that it does fit EB2, I don't see a problem with it, I would say.
Councillor Dunfer.
Just in answer to Councillor Whibley's question there. Yeah, there's quite a mix of building materials, actually. It isn't all absolutely blending in to what was already there. And I mean, the style of the dormers, which incidentally, the dormers are not, although they're mentioned in the application, they're not actually on the application form. It just mentions the ground floor extension there, funnily enough. But the plans, of course, all draw the dormers and the Veluxes at the front on. So I'm a little bit unhappy about the way that plan was done. But in general, I would have said that, you know, that the styling is not so out of keeping that I would oppose it on that basis. So, I mean, I'd be in favour of approval.
Okay, thank you, Tim. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, that's approved, thank you. Next planning application is 20/1823 Bull, flat 2, 19 Albion Hill, proposed rear balcony. Amended plans, the addition of privacy screens to both sides of the balcony. The comments at the Town Council meeting on the 29th of September 20, we had no objection to the original application. There are no representations, no other comments from statutory consultees, and there isn't a policy in the Exmouth neighbourhood plan that would apply. Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Yes, I would support that. And I mean, we supported it before, and now it's made even more proof against overlooking. So very good. Well done, applicants.
Thank you. Councillor Joe Whibley.
Absolutely agree. Would second for approval.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, that's approved. Thank you. Now we move to one that was on the addendum, which is planning application 20/1497 Full, 18 Victoria Road, demolition of garage and erection of one bedroom dwelling. These amendments relate to submission of amended plans and additional photo montages to reflect a revised design. We have had comments from statutory consultees and also representations, which I will ask Lisa if she would summarise for you.
Thank you. So Councillor Orley Davey has reiterated his objections from the 9th of August and the 22nd of September and states that despite the proposed amendments, he thinks the application is inappropriate for the site, which is also in a flood zone and conflicts with policy D1 of the local plan. He believes the proposal would have an unacceptable impact on the street scene in a highly visible location, plus its impact on the amenity of neighbouring residents, and believes it's simply not an appropriate location for an apartment, even a small one. Town Council reviewed the application on the 3rd of August and the 28th of September and objected on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site, the visually intrusive nature of the application and the fact that it was out of character with the street scene. The application was also considered to be contrary to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. The Environment Agency commented on the 11th of September. They had no objections to the proposed development as submitted. There were 7 representations in respect of the previous applications. 2 representations have been received in respect of amended plans. comments that the proposals are gross overdevelopment, inappropriate proportion in size and height of the back garden. The roof and elevation designs and materials are not in keeping with the existing adjacent properties. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'd remind members again that it was in respect of Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2 that we objected last time, which was that we have to be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Joe Whibley?
I tend to agree with Councillor Davey. I think not enough has changed, and also just as he says, there are some places that just aren't for building, and I kind of feel that this one is one of those places. I still would propose rejection, I think.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper?
Yes, and I would support refusal again. I don't think enough has been done, and I agree with both Councillors Davey and Whibley.
Thank you. So that's proposed and seconded that we continue our refusal, our objection on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site, visually intrusive, out of character of the street scene, and that the application is considered to be contrary to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No, that's refused. Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh. Planning application 20/2051, 10 Avondale Road, construction of single story rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. And again, it would be the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, which I'm sure you've heard before this evening, which is that we've been mindful of the surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Frank Cullis.
According to their application, this is to provide a suitable living accommodation for their two disabled sons. The house has got a large front garden and a large rear garden. There's no problems there, and it's only single story, so absolutely no objections at all. Recommend approval.
I'm happy to second. Councillor Dumper.
Sorry, Lynn, I was about to second that.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Whibley.
Could you just remind me what EB2 is again? sorry, couldn't resist.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, thank you. I think I've got three more times to say it as well, Councillor Whibley. Planning application 20/2074, 16 Newlands Avenue, single story rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees. We have one letter of representation concerned about the drainage. And again, the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, that we're mindful of the surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Cullis.
No, there is one letter of objection from the neighbour, and she's worried about dust, but she's also worried about a drain. I spoke to Ron's today earlier about this, that building control will be looking out to check that the drain's fine. So if she is worried about a drain, it's probably a good thing, because they'll be inspecting it to put on this new drain cover. It's quite small. I recommend approval.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? No, thank you. Now move on to planning application 20/2088, 194 Withycombe Village Road. Construction of detached garage with office accommodation and storage over new retaining wall and steps. We do have comments from statutory consultees, and we do have representations, which I will ask Lisa to summarise for you.
So statutory consultees, Southwest Water, have commented that they will need to know about any building work over or within 3 metres of a public sewer or lateral drain. Representations, there's been one representation. Concerns have been raised regarding the fact that the proposed development is out of keeping with the neighbouring historic cottages and will be overwhelming for the site. The close proximity of the proposal to the surrounding neighbouring houses, that the side steps would overlook the the neighbour's garden, that the current drainage to the cottages is old and this new development could overload the system, and concerns that the proposed accommodation could be used for commercial use.
Thank you. And again, for the last time this evening, I would draw members' attention to EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which asks us to be mindful of surrounding building styles and to ensure a high level of design. Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, if this was attached to the side of those cottages, then I think we would refuse it straight away. But it's not. It's kind of set back and back into the garden. I can understand the neighbour's concern, but according to the plans, all the windows are to be obscurely glazed, so she's not going to have a problem. I don't see like, and I think I would recommend approval, but as long as we can add condition that this won't be turned into a secondary accommodation or used for overnight sleeping, we can do that.
Yeah, we can make a comment, but it would actually have to come back to planning if they were going to change of use. I'll ask Lisa if she just wants to comment on that, but I believe it would have to come back as a change of use under another planning application if we were going to make it private, or indeed if we were going to make the offices commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be one of my main concerns, that they're just trying to put my house in there, but it does look like an office. And like I said, regarding the drains, the South West Water are going to be looking into that shortly, so I can't see why we would refuse them on that, so I'd recommend approval.
Right, it's proposed for approval. I'm happy to second. Councillor Dumper, you happy to second? Yeah, I think it's worth it. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Those against, any? That's approved, thank you. Now, those who join the meeting later this evening, we've deferred the item on the planning white paper to the next meeting. The reason being that I had a number of people that aren't on planning, and also had a number of other people that wanted to comment on various aspects of the white paper. And it was my belief that this was going to take longer than we had before we had the full planning meeting, a full town council meeting. So I therefore deferred until the next planning meeting, and it will take place at 7 o'clock after the initial planning meeting, so that other members of the council can join us. Councillor Toy, you're muted at the moment, Councillor Toy.
I'm just wondering how flexible the response time is. On this paper, it gives us 3 days to make a reply. How far can we extend this, I wonder?
I'll ask Lisa if she'd like to comment on that, please.
So the target date for comments, Councillor Toy, was based on us submitting a response to NALC, so that our response as a town council would be combined with an official response from the National Association of Local Councils. But actually the deadline for consultation to the white paper itself is later in the month. So if we defer the debate, we will miss out on the opportunity to combine our comments with NALC's comments, but we do still have the opportunity to submit the comments direct to government via the white paper website, and that's what we're proposing to do.
Is anybody else to comment at all? No. Okay. So I'll defer that, as I say, to the next meeting, when we'll have a full debate and we can probably cover more of the issues that people have already asked me if they can speak about. I've got no items of information. And then the final item is just the planning decisions, which from last time, and it was appear that they're in line with ourselves. So therefore, there being no other business, I will close the meeting. Thank you. Oh, thank you.